if you ask a Christian who's been a Christian for several years what kind of counsel he or she would give to a newer Christian about growing in Christ, two things come to mind very quickly. One is Bible study, and the other is prayer. So I want us to focus just for a few minutes on this matter of prayer and see if we can understand what God wants us to do to grow stronger in Him through prayer. First of all, let's not make this matter of prayer too complex or too complicated. I've seen books on prayer that made it seem so complicated that it just kind of overwhelmed me with being complicated. And I don't believe that's the way God intends for it to be. Prayer is really a very simple thing. Prayer is a child talking to his or her daddy about the things that are most important in his or her life. God just wants us to talk with Him. God wants us to realize that He will never, ever leave us. There's nowhere you can go to get away from God. No matter how hard you tried, you can't get away from Him. And if Satan tries to convince you that God doesn't hear your prayers, that's really pretty silly, because you can't say anything or do anything that God doesn't know about. He definitely hears your prayers. Now, He may have some reasons why He says no to your requests. That's another matter. But don't ever wonder whether God hears your prayers, because He certainly hears every thought you think and every word you speak. God knows it. And you can go anywhere on the face of the earth or anywhere in the universe, and that will still be true. So God will always be with you. That's a very comforting thought to most Christians. It should be. The only time it's not comforting is when we know we're doing something wrong, something that's sinful, something that God's not pleased with, and then the thought that He's right there with me while I'm doing it is a pretty disturbing thought. And it should be an incentive to obey Him at all times and not yield to temptations when they come our way to do something that we know to be wrong. So the thing about prayer is just do it. Just talk to God. You don't have to use these and thous and didst and wouldst, and you don't have to, there's not a fancy language you have to use. You just talk to God as you would a dear friend who is your greatest friend in the world, who loves you more than anybody in the world loves you, but who is also the God of the universe, the Creator God, the one who gives us life and sustains our life and provides for all of our needs. You know, we don't ever want to get so familiar with Him that we treat Him with disrespect, obviously. I have known people do that. You treat God with great respect, but at the same time, He wants us to be very, very close and very intimate with Him as we share our hearts. So that would be enough said to get you started in your prayer life. Just talk to God about everything. When you're alone, when you're, if you drive, when you're in the car driving, it's a good time to talk to God. When you wake up in the morning, talk to God. Just acknowledge His presence. Talk to Him often. Now, having said that, there are some things that will strengthen your prayer life. One is to learn how to praise the Lord. And when I say praise the Lord, I don't necessarily mean loudly. Some people, when they think of praise, they think of shouting. That's not necessarily true. Praise can be quiet. Praise is simply recognizing who God is and acknowledging the truth about God. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about that here, but I will encourage you to pick up the CDs on spiritual warfare. The very first topic I cover in that subject of spiritual warfare is the belt of truth. And the very first thing I cover under the belt of truth is the truth about God, who God is. And essentially, it's giving you many scripture verses and references for use for praising God. That's basically what praise is. It's acknowledging to God who He is, His greatness and His power and His majesty and His glory. So you just might want to say, Father, I just want to talk to You for a few minutes, and I want to acknowledge right up front that how great You are. And I am so glad that you are my great Creator God as well as my Father. And I acknowledge your power. You are all powerful. There's nothing too hard for you. I acknowledge your wisdom, and I praise you for that, that your wisdom is perfect. You have all knowledge, and you know everything that is to be known, and you have intimate knowledge of every detail of my life and all of my family members' lives, my friends' lives, the people I care about. You know completely. You know everything about them through and through. And Lord, I just praise you for that, and I thank you and praise you that you're perfect in your love and your compassion and your mercy, that you loved me enough to send your only begotten Son to die on that cross to pay for my sins. And I just praise you for who you are, and I praise you for your justice and your judgment, and I praise you for being perfect in all of your ways. And on and on you can go, praising God and acknowledging His greatness in prayer. Now, that's a good way to start every prayer, praising God. You can also praise God through song. Now, that doesn't mean every single song is a song of praise. There are many good songs out there that we love to sing that are not particularly songs of praise. Maybe they contain truth. Maybe they're communicating truth to other people. But there are certain songs that are just powerful songs of praise that express who God is and His greatness. And those are wonderful songs, and I encourage you to learn some of those. They're little choruses called praise choruses. You may know some of them. If you don't, I would encourage you to learn some praise choruses and learn how to praise God. There's something powerful about prayer when it starts with praise. Because when you praise God and you begin to acknowledge how great He is, and how powerful He is, how wise He is, and how loving He is, and how beautiful He is, and how He does all things well, you begin to praise Him for who He is and what He's done, it will increase your confidence in God. It will increase your faith. You'll become to appreciate and understand God more fully. So get that CD or figure out some other way to learn the attributes and characteristics of God and begin to speak them back to Him and sometimes sing them to Him and praise the Lord. It's a powerful part of prayer. Another important thing to do in prayer, of course, is to confess our sins. When you become a Christian, it certainly means your sins are cleansed and washed away forever. But it does not mean that you're suddenly going to live a perfect life and never ever yield to temptation again. There will be times of temptation and you will sin, not because you want to, because if you're a genuine Christian, you hate sin. You don't want to sin. You want to please your Lord who died for you. But we're weak, and we live in a body that's weak, and we do have to deal with temptation. Now, you need to understand what temptation is. Temptation is not sin. It's not wrong to be tempted. Jesus Christ was tempted. It's wrong to yield to the temptation. So, many Christians get down on themselves because they're always being tempted. Well, you know, that's just part of the Christian life. And if you're being tempted a lot, it means you're probably bothering Satan some, and he wants to get you to sin. Just remember, it's not wrong to be tempted. It's wrong to give in to the temptation. So when you're tempted, you need to go to God and ask for help and say, Lord, help me get through this. I want to just praise you and get through this temptation. God will help you. But when you do sin, the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father. That's in 1 John. When we do sin, we can confess our sins and know that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when you sin, admit it to God quickly. Don't pretend that He doesn't know, because He does. And don't pretend you can hide it from Him, because you can't. And don't rationalize it. That's foolish. God knows what sin is, and so do we. Just acknowledge it to God. Father, I admit I've sinned and I'm sorry. Would you please forgive me? And the answer is always yes when we repent in an honest spirit. Not only that, but any sins that you may have forgotten about, He'll cleanse you of those too. He says there in 1 John 1:9, He will cleanse us of all unrighteousness when we confess our sins. Now let me tell you what will happen to many, many Christians. They will have one or two areas where they're particularly weak. And you may be like this. You'll have an area that just keeps on coming back over and over and over. It just seems like Satan hits you with that over and over and over and over. And after a while, Satan will start saying, you can't go back to God and ask Him to forgive you of that. You've asked Him too many times. He'll know you're not serious. He'll know you don't mean it. And He'll try to whip you into not confessing it to God. Well, what God wants you to do is to be honest with Him, confess it, and admit that you're in a battle, admit that you're in a struggle, admit that you're weak, ask God for strength, and tell God you're going to stay in the battle by His grace. You're going to keep fighting this thing, and by His grace you're going to overcome it. That's the kind of attitude to have. There are too many Christians who've been whipped in one or two areas, and they're not going on with the Lord. They're giving up. And they're saying, well, it's just the way I am. I just have a temper problem. Or it's just the way I am. I have this little sin. I have this little problem. And they, instead of fighting it, they have yielded to it over and over and finally just given up and accepted it. That's a terrible, terrible thing for a Christian to do. And no Christian should ever give up in the battle against sin. Ask God to forgive you, even if it's 100 times, because He will keep forgiving you. Just keep the attitude that I hate this thing. I'm doing it because I'm weak and I wish I wasn't and I want to get stronger. I want to overcome this, and by God's grace, I will. Have that kind of attitude about sin. But talk to God about your sin. Be honest with God about your sin. That's called confession, and God will always forgive. Another important part of prayer, and it goes along with praise actually, is thanksgiving. When we pray, it's good to say, Father, I just want to thank You for what You've done for me. I want to thank You that for my health that I have. I want to thank You for the family that I have. I want to thank You for the things You've given me to make life easier and more pleasant. I want to thank You for my job. Whatever it is that you know, there are all kinds of things to be thankful for. I would highly recommend you spend a little time every day thanking God for some of the wonderful blessings He's blessed you with. And then there's the matter of petition and intercession, asking God for things. Intercession is wonderful because you're praying selflessly. Petition, you know, we ask for things for ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. God wants you to make your needs known to Him. He tells us very clearly to do that. And sometimes He says you have not because you ask not. So you need to be praying, and you need to ask these things of God that you feel like you need. Sometimes God will say, no, you don't need that. I've got a better plan for you. And He'll say no to our request because we don't see things like God does. He sees things perfectly. We see things very imperfectly. And in 1 Corinthians, He says we see things like through a glass, darkly. We don't know like He knows what's best. So when we ask for things, we always say, but Father, You know better than I do. And I want Your perfect will to be done. So if I'm asking for the wrong thing, do what's right. Don't give me what I'm asking for if I'm asking amiss, if I'm asking for the wrong thing. Be real honest with God about that. But having said that, go ahead and ask. Intercession is when we're praying for other people. People have needs. We know people have needs. People are sick. People are going through trials, through testings. And we can help pray them through that. We need to intercede for people and ask God to help them and bless them and to give them wisdom and to give them peace and to give them strength. All of these things we can pray for other people and intercede. God loves that kind of prayer. So these are some of the things we can do when we pray to God. And do you have to include all those things every time you pray? No. Sometimes a prayer will just be a few seconds when God reminds you that you need to talk to Him about something. Sometimes a prayer will go on maybe for an hour. It just varies enormously, and sometimes you're talking about one thing and sometimes another. But at some time or other, all these things should be covered in your prayer life. Don't get hung up, though, on legalism here. Don't get hung up on the fact that you've got to do it a certain way every time. God loves us just to come to Him spontaneously and just talk to Him. Sometimes we just need to just let God know what's on our hearts and what's on our mind and what we're concerned about. Just verbalize it to Him in prayer and know that He's there, He's with us, and He cares and He's listening. And as you learn more and more of His Word, you can pray back His Word to Him. That's so powerful when you remember, for example, that there's a scripture that says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. You can just say, Father, I'm casting all my cares on You because I know You care for me. And many of the promises you can pray back to God. You know, he says in James chapter 1, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, and he will give it to him. And we can say, Father, I'm asking you for wisdom because you said in your word you'd give me the wisdom I need. And so I'm claiming that wisdom now. I'm thanking you for that promise. And on it goes, praying back scriptures, promises, words of God, just talking to God about his word. Very, very powerful form of prayer. And I highly encourage you to do that as you start memorizing verses. Talk to God and use those verses that you've memorized as you talk to him. But above all, having said all of this, just keep on talking with God every day through the day. You know, before every meal, stop and thank God for their food. As you run into little snags, as you run into difficulties, as things, whether things are going well or not going well through the day, just from time to time, remember God's with you. You know, there was a time in my life when I was trying to train myself to pray more frequently, and I taped the little word pray on my watch, and every time I looked at my watch to see what time it was, it reminded me to talk to God. You can do little things like that just to remind yourself through the day to talk to God all the time. He's always with you, and he wants you to talk with him.